reflective chakras. There are 10 reflective chakras in the human electromagnetic field. They reflect out the electromagnetic energy generated in the bio layer at the chakra connections on either side of the main chakras. And these R chakras are formed from two spinning vortices, two at the front of the chakra and two at the rear. Each major chakra connector originates at the side of the corridor where there is a synergistic connection of the subtle and material structure. This is called the point of origin, and each side explodes out into a vortex when the subtle meets the material in the blended energy system. This movement outward generates electromagnetic energy and is an HEMF process to be captured and used by that system. The vortices are drawn to each other at the front of the chakra and make a rosette-shaped, double-layered cone that expands like a cornucopia out the front of the structure and out the rear of the structure. The connectors at each side of the major chakra continue to radiate a crossover energy that literally bridges the distance between subtle energy of the BES and the EMF energy of the HEMF, and its expression outward. As vortices from both the front and the back of the major chakra, they create two spinning circles or rosette shapes in the HEMF, spinning both forward and backward from the force of the electromagnetic surge, which many psychics and healers report. The two vortices at front and back fan out into the universal, inspiring and influencing the world around us. The HEMF vortices of the R chakras deliver the message of the major chakra and temper it to the electromagnetic environment as needed. The EMF energetic is superimposed over the more subtle and yet basic action of the main chakra system, which includes not only three more chakras than the R chakra system, but also exhibits a calling that is in service of the more extended lifespan of the larger, more infinite structure. The entire HEMF is finite. It both leads in soulment into a new infant body and dies with that physical body, the bio layer, when it's time. The main job of the R chakra is as a support to the HES to reflect electromagnetically into the world the potency and presence of the major chakras and what they accomplish. The blended energy system relies on the HEMF system to get across the message of the chakra into the material world reality. In a dynamic and active way, the HEMF will support the well-being experience of the structure. When the R chakra is dysfunctional, this means the entire structure is less effective and your inner soul message is not getting out into the world. This issue can lead to many different kinds of pathologies. What's the relationship between the R chakra and the main chakras? Well, this relationship is very interesting because the R chakra cannot exist without the main chakra or the major chakra. This means that whenever the primary major chakra is experiencing pathology, misalignment, or even a need for clearing, the ability of the R chakra to do its job is impacted. Repairing, aligning, or clearing the R chakra with the HEMF rebuild or HEMF clearing is going to have a short-term influence on the whole structure, when the real issue lies more deeply in the anatomy. The lessons we take away from this are: be specific and know where the issue is located. Do not move the deck chairs on the Titanic. Work with what's really important. The symbiotic relationship between these two kinds of chakras also means that when the deeper issues of the major chakra are addressed, the R chakra will just work better. It cannot help but benefit. The R chakra is totally dependent on the reflective health and well-being generated by the primary. It's as if it's writing the script for it. So your real, true work is in the subtle anatomy, the major chakra, and it reflects and benefits the R chakra, which of course can also be worked with and made to feel better. Conversely, the major chakra is dependent on the expressive R chakra to be understood, to be received by the world. This interdependence needs the added puzzle piece of the harmonizing network to work as well as possible. The chakra connectors are surrounded by and infused with the amniotic-like energy of the harmonizing network, harmonizing blend. Because the connectors are rooted in this vibration, they make the places they root into in the bio layer sing with the subtle harmonious song. The major chakras give rise to the R chakras, and they must be healthy, attached with their anchors in place, and firing. If they're not, movement from subtle to material is dramatically affected. You have a less effective person. The spin of the R chakra vortex doesn't launch correctly. The whole anatomy of the HEMF can become imbalanced, and the individual begins to feel like nothing they do can land or make a difference. Mostly this means that the subtle is not getting across into the material. While the message of the specific chakra will speak the issues for the structure into the HES, it's still handicapped, making the individuation of the authentic self unable to fully express in the world. A weakened expression of individuation means a frustration of the four aspects, but especially the physical aspect, who directs and inspires the message of the soul's purpose as it is expressed through the physical life, the physical experience. There are anterior and posterior reflective chakras. The human electromagnetic field posterior R chakras on either side of the core are open and expressing at the same moment as the anterior R chakras. Together, these sections actually make up the full R chakra, and they are both reactive to the profoundly informing event of implosion and explosion that happens in the blended energy system when the incoming triple current stream of the soul pathway intersects the core. Both anterior and posterior R chakras are a reaction that explodes out of the chakra connectors on both sides of the core at the point of origin. This response is so strong that it happens both at the front against the incoming soul pathway and at the back going with the outgoing chakra stream. So let's look at the anterior specifically. When the forward moving vortices create the anterior section of the R chakra, they're carrying the energy influence of the intense spin of intentionality as it gets up to speed to push into and through the core, while it at the same time peels off energies to fill the corridors. These energies feed into the connectors on both wisdom and function sides of the corridors at the what we're calling the point of origin. As the explosion occurs, it pushes back to the front of the chakra with the pure focused intention that carried the incoming soul pathway into the core. This reverses the energies to make a forward thrust. The impact on the world of your intention for the expression of a particular chakra is especially powerful at the front as it pushes out against the incoming soul pathway. The friction caused by these two energies moving against each other, the triple current stream coming in, the double vortices pushing out and expanding in a cornucopia shape. It's fascinating because they are subtle and material, encountering the inward pull towards the core of the generic individuated currents and the electromagnetic push into the universal caused by the initial encounter of subtle and material at that point of origin. And so it's important to note, as the vortices explode outward, they pick up influences. Function from the blue function corridor, wisdom from the golden wisdom corridor, and yet the R chakra becomes homogenized instead of remaining in a single current stream like the major chakra. So it is literally the spinning of the vortices that kind of churn like butter and move everything outward in a very homogenized way. In the posterior, the posterior vortices form. They are influenced by the energy of the corridors, and it's modified through the receptivity and the expression at the rear of the fully formed chakra stream as well. The way the stream is carrying the informed and blended message of that chakra, the R chakra is collaborative. And yet it is utterly independent, as it's flowing not with function, purpose, and wisdom as the individuated currents, as the exit are, but with the message and the signature of the chakra as a single blended HEMF reflective energy. This is totally different from the major chakra and adapted to the potency of the universal. It's also completely different than what's happening at the front of the chakra. The R chakras are distinguished from the major chakra by the way that their energetic blows out in this funnel-like cone shape where they form toward front and back. And the four cones increase in size, two at front, two in back, all spinning and expanding to create two large anterior and posterior overlapping circles. The HEMF benefits from the contribution of both parts of each of the R chakras. And together, these spinning wheels actually define a single chakra with anterior and posterior expressions, different as they may be, but yet compatible. Unlike the major chakra, they can both shut down or be activated without devastating effects. So now let's put a face on the R chakras. Both parts of the R chakra cannot exist without the primary major chakra. This means that whenever the major chakra is experiencing any kind of pathology, misalignment, or even just a need for a clearing, the ability of the R chakra to do its job will be impacted. It's always true that repairing, aligning, or clearing the R chakras in both directions is going to have a short-term influence on the whole structure when the real issue lies more deeply in the anatomy. It cannot help but benefit the symbiotic relationship between the two kinds of chakras. And so when the deeper issues of the primary are addressed, the R chakra will really work better. The R chakra is totally dependent on the reflective health and well-being generated by the primary chakra. And this dependence needs the harmonizing network portion of the puzzle to be working as well as possible. The chakra connectors, which make the anterior and posterior R chakras possible, must be healthy and attached. Anchored in firing or movement from subtle to material is dramatically affected. If the spin of the vortices doesn't happen correctly, the whole anatomy of the HEMF is less balanced because each of these 10 R chakras will impact the overall system. Mostly, this means that the thrust of the subtle is not crossing into the material, while the message of the specific chakra will speak the issue for the whole structure. In its articulate and erudite fashion, the larger system is actually handicapped. This would make the full individuated expression into the world utterly impossible. Less expression of individuation also means a frustration of the four aspects. But this especially affects the physical aspect and the message of the soul's purpose as expressed through the physical experience. This requires intervention with both the blended energy system and the HEMF to achieve whole structure balance.